Today and this week, we're going to be looking at some words that describe Jesus. We're going to be looking at some titles in the Bible that tell us quite a few things about Him. And in these first two lessons, we'll be talking about the fact that Jesus was both God and man. He had a divine side, and He had a human side. And so these two natures, if you will, were united in Jesus Christ. Now, this is a fact that is taught in the Bible. This is a topic that the Bible thoroughly and clearly teaches. But it is one of those truths. It is one of those doctrines of the Bible that goes beyond our understanding. We know that it's true, but as far as being able to comprehend it is concerned, it surpasses our understanding. So what we can do is go to the Bible to see what the Scriptures reveal about this, and what we're going to do today is to go basically to three different books in the Bible that talk about the fact that Jesus, as God, that is, as deity, took upon Him the form of humanity. So let's go first of all to the book of John, and then the second book that we'll look at is Philippians chapter 2, and then we'll go to the book of Hebrews after that. Let's begin here in John chapter 1, and notice what the Bible says in John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Now, who is the point of this discussion? Who is this Word that is being talked about? Well, He says that in the beginning was this Word. And I do believe that the beginning here is the same beginning as Genesis 1 verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Who was there in the beginning? Well, the Word was. And He says that this Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, that is, He was with God the Father, and the Word was God in the sense that He was deity. So what we find here then is that the Bible says that when the world began, Jesus was, because He is deity. He is God in that sense. So the Bible tells us, going down to verse 14, exactly who this Word is. Because in John chapter 1, verse 14, the Bible says, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So verse 14 makes it absolutely clear that the Word is Jesus. So the Word is deity, and the Word was made, that is, it became flesh and dwelt among us. Now this is what the Bible teaches here in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Well, let's go next to Philippians chapter 2, and you have a very interesting passage here about Jesus coming to this earth. Philippians chapter 2, and we're going to begin reading in verse 5. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. The Bible says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." The word mind here means an attitude. It means a mindset. It means a disposition, a frame of mind. What kind of mindset, Paul, do you want us to have that was also in Christ Jesus? Well, it was a giving kind of mindset, a sacrificial mindset, a mindset that was unselfish, the kind of mindset that would cause a person to sacrifice in the behalf of other people. So in verse 5, he says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Then in Philippians chapter 2, verse 6, he said, "Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God." That is, he looked at this equality with God as a thing not to be held on to at all cost. He looked at it as a thing that he could surrender, he could give up. Now somebody says, "Wait just a minute, I thought that you said that Jesus was God, He was deity." Well, the being equal with God here, when the Bible says that he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, I don't think that the being equal with God here is being equal with the Father in His nature, because He was that. And he didn't give up his deity when he came to the earth. When Jesus came to the earth, he was deity. So what the Bible, I believe, is talking about here is being equal with God as far as his state was concerned, as far as his condition in heaven was concerned, as being in that kind of glory or in that state of glory. So he was equal with the Father in the sense that he was in heaven. He was equal with the Father because he was in the same glorious position or state or place that God the Father was in. But he gave that place up, that kind of equality up, and he came to the earth. He did not cease to be God when he came to the earth. He did cease to be in heaven, and he came down to the earth. So the Bible says in verse 7 that he made himself of no reputation. And that literally means that he emptied himself. The word reputation there in the King James Version is an old English word, and it doesn't refer to the idea of what people think about you. It doesn't mean that Jesus made himself of no reputation in the sense that he was not well known, that he was obscure, or that people didn't like him or didn't have a good reputation in that sense. This literally means, as I said, that he emptied himself. Well, what did he empty himself of? He emptied himself of that glorious state that he was in heaven. He was in heaven, where he didn't have to live and be around and experience the sorrows of human life. He was in that glorified state, but he gave it up. And the Bible says, and he took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. So the main thing that Paul is talking about here is this. He's saying to these Philippian Christians and to Christians today, you need to have the same attitude that Jesus had. And what was that? Jesus was in a glorified state. Jesus was in heaven where there is absolute peace and absolute joy and no troubles and no heartaches and no sorrows. But what did he do? He gave up that home. And he came down to this low land of sin and sorrow. That's what the Bible means here when it says that he emptied himself of that glorious kind of place that he was in. Now let's go to the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews, and in Hebrews chapter 2, beginning in verse 14, I want you to notice what the Bible says about the nature of Jesus. Now today again, we're emphasizing the fact that Jesus experienced life on this earth as a human being. He felt what we feel in our lives, physically and emotionally. In every way, Jesus experienced life as we experience it. So let's read what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 2, beginning in verse 14. For as much then as the children, now this word children here refers to Christian people, for as much then as the children, that is the children of God, are partakers of flesh and blood, that is, we have a human body. He, that is Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy them that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Jesus faced death. Jesus experienced the dread of dying. That's why he prayed in the garden, Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me. He felt that anxiety. He felt that dread. But he went ahead and he died on the cross anyway. And the Bible says when he did that, he delivered them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. That is, that when we live through this life and we live in a prison of fear because we're afraid of dying, when we become Christians, we're delivered from that kind of terror. We're delivered from that kind of paralyzing fear that makes our lives miserable. The Bible tells us in verse 17, now this is Hebrews 2, verse 17, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. So notice in verse 17 that the Bible says that Jesus was made like unto his brethren. So Jesus was like us. He experienced life in a physical body. He knows life as a human being. Now, for instance, Jesus knew what it was like to get hungry. He knew what it was like to be thirsty. He knew what it was like to eat food. He knew what it was like to become tired. He knew what it was like to sleep. He knew what it was like to feel extreme pain because he felt it on the cross. He also knew what it was like to be angry. The Bible says in Mark 3, verse 5, that he looked round about upon them with anger. He knew what it was like to feel sorrow and grief. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 3 says that he was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 10, verse 21, that Jesus rejoiced in his spirit. So what the Bible is telling us here in Hebrews chapter 2, as Christian people, is that Jesus knows how hard life is. Jesus knows about the pains of life. He's no stranger to them. He has experienced physical pain, and he has experienced mental anguish. He knows what grief is all about. Now let's go to Hebrews chapter 4 for our final passage, because this really brings it home to Christian people. And this is a very encouraging section of Scripture. Hebrews chapter 4, beginning in verse 14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we do not have a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. The writer here is saying that we don't have a high priest in Jesus that cannot sympathize with our condition. We don't have a high priest that says, here's what you're supposed to do, who has not gone through what we go through in our lives, who has not felt the pain and who has not experienced the sorrows of this life. That's not the kind of high priest that Jesus is. Jesus is a high priest who has experienced life as we know it. He knows how hard it is. He knows how much pain is involved in living through this life. The Bible says in verse 15, he was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. So when we as Christians look at God and we say, well, Lord, you don't really know how hard it is to deal with temptation, Jesus says, yes, I do. I have been there. I've been there and I've been through it. He was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Jesus came to the earth. He experienced life as a man. And that ought to be encouragement and serve as an example for us to follow in his footsteps and to realize that Jesus is there to intercede for us at this present time.